Hi there, Colin Merrick here from Heart of the Father, and I just want to welcome you to the weekly prayer broadcast. And today I want to just read some verses for us and just spend some time in prayer. And I want to talk about delight and the place of delight. And as everything with the kingdom of God, with God's will, with his heart, it gets initiated by him. All right, just like we love because he first loved us. And, you know, we have authority only because his authority is available for us to use. All right, so when we heal, it is his healing power that flows through us. So all these things, it's the same with delight. And I want to read to you from Isaiah chapter 62, verse 4 and 5, as it is written over a group of people. And from verse 4 he says, "You shall no longer be termed forsaken, and your land shall no more be termed desolate, but you shall be called, my delight is in her." Now this, just stop there. This is the name Hephzibah, and it's the Hebrew name that means my delight is in her. All right, "And your land married, for the Lord delights in you. And your land shall be married. For as a young man marries a young woman, so shall your sons marry you. As the bridegroom rejoices over the bride, so shall your God rejoice over you." So this is the word of the Lord over a people. See, as he says, delights in her. Now, if you're a man or a woman listening to this today, this is also a word over you. Whether you're male or female, you are a her in the kingdom as well. Just as the ladies are sons, so we are a bride. And he delights in us. Isn't that amazing? Then I want to jump into just a little bit of an other side of this story as we are the bride. You know, Hebrews 11 talks about the Old Testament peoples and the heroes of faith. And he talks about them looking for a city and whose builder is God, you know, and it's not built with hands, but they were looking for the city and they could not get it. And yet we have entered this city, right? I'm going to read us the verses from Hebrews 12 to explain that, but let's just jump to Revelation 21 verse 2 to 3 and then also from 9 to 11. I'm going to read them from verse 2. "And I saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, 'Behold, the dwelling place of God is with man. He will dwell with them, and they will be his people. And God himself will be with them as their God.'" Verse 9, "Then came down one of seven angels who had the seven bowls full of seven last plagues and spoke to me, saying, 'Come, I will show you the bride, the wife of the Lamb.'" Verse 10, "And he carried me away in the spirit to a great high mountain and showed me the holy city, Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God." Verse 11, "Having the glory of God, its radiance like the most rare jewel, like jasper, clear as crystal." Now, this is the interesting part about this is a lot of people feel like this is a physical place, even though there are places in the spirit for us, even as we pass away. But yet there is a coming back, right? And Jesus brings his saints back with him that has passed so that we will meet them here. All right. So I'll just throw that in there. But then he says here that the city, the New Jerusalem is the bride, right? "I will show you the bride of the Lamb." Now, God is not married to a city or a place with streets of gold and all that. That's physical. He is married to his bride, who is his body on the earth. All right, that is you and me. This is also what I read in the first part, as that's why he says he delights in her, right? That is you and me. All right, it is because we're a group of people that all together is his city. But we are not born from the earth. we are born from above. Now, I want to encourage you, this is why when the Lord looks at you, it's not your performance, it's not what you attained, it is what He attained, that He has a city that He has prepared, right, for you and me to be in with the Father, right? This is also John chapter 14. This is the Father's house. That is the temple, right? Even when Jesus goes and He says, break down this temple, right? Before He says that, He says, do not make My Father's house a marketplace. Don't make this. And He's speaking about the temple. Yet, then He says, break this down, in 3 days I will build it up. And it says that His disciples realized that it is not a physical temple that He builds up. It is His body. And then we go further on, and as we realize, as Paul talks about us, he says, we are His body. We are His house. We are His temple. This is what it's all about. So this is why He delights in us, as we are born from above. That's why we have a seat with Christ in heavenly places. All right, so I'm throwing a lot at you today, but I want you to catch something. Now in Hebrews 12, verse 22 to 24, but you have come to Mount Zion and to the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, in the innumerable angels in festal gathering, and to the assembly of the firstborn who are enrolled in heaven, and to God, the judge of all, and to the spirits of the righteous made perfect, and to Jesus, the mediator of a new covenant, and to the sprinkled blood that speaks a better word than the blood of Abel. And this is so beautiful, because we know that from Genesis, that when Abel's blood was spilt on the ground of the earth, that his blood called out to God for justice. And here comes Jesus, and He spills His blood as the perfect sacrifice. And it calls better promises, a better word for us. It speaks in our favor. Again, so that we can be a dwelling place of the Lord that speaks mercy, that speaks His goodness, that speaks His grace over us. So I want you to just receive that today and say, the Lord delights in me. I am a good and a perfect place for the Lord to live and to dwell. I am a house fit for a king. He loves to live in me and to hang out with me. Now, if you've said that with me, just take time, maybe go through it again, and just receive. Receive that the Lord delights in you. And when you receive that, we can go to scriptures and make it realities, like Psalm 37, verse 4. Because see, we struggle to really delight in the Lord when we don't realize He really delights in us and has a place in us where He enjoys to be. And Psalm 37 verse 4 says, delight yourself in the Lord, and He will give you the desires of your heart. The problem is when we look at verses like Psalm 37 verse 4 and we read it from a place where we are not receiving the pleasure the Lord has in us, we will want the Lord to only get the desires of our heart. But in the Lord, when you truly delight in Him, He says that He will give you the desires of your heart. Our purpose is to delight in Him, to enjoy the Lord, to have Him fulfill our very heart's desire, to be all that we want. All I want is the Lord. I just want to experience him with everything that I am. He is my one thing in this life. And that's the place, you know, as I'm just saying these things, that's the place I want to live from always. I don't want to live from a place where I feel like I'm coming short, because the Lord is the one that I truly need. You know, it's the only thing in this life I really want to say I need this is when I say, Lord, I need you. Because he is the one that supplies everything. Whether it's relationships, whether it's physical things, whether it's emotional things, he is our provider, our source of life, and the very reason why we are here. So there's no other place. So know that you are a dwelling place for him. That he birthed you from above, from the Spirit, to live on this earth. So that there can be a temple, there can be a dwelling place, there can be a representation of him. That's why you're here. Isn't that amazing honor? And that's not something you can accomplish. But what you can do is you can delight yourself in the Lord. And then he shows up. So thank you, Father. Let me just pray with us today. Thank you, Father. Let our hearts just delight in you. Thank you, Father, that you delight in us. And we know that you live with us and you like it. Because you have cleaned us. You have sanctified us. You have made us to be holy before you. The thing which only you can do. So, Father, we thank you. And we give our hearts and our desires and our will and ourselves over to you and say, God, have our life. You are all we need. And we thank you that you give yourself to us. This is really the place of intimacy. This is really the place of delight. As we can trust you to be all that we need. Thank you for supplying the need. We are thankful for that. But we thank you, God, that you can be our Father. You can be our King. Thank you, God, for the privilege and the honor to represent you and your heart to the world. Bless you, Father. Bless each one listening today. Father, thank you that they can remain in a place of delight. Be a wonderful dwelling for your Spirit. Thank you, Lord, that they are surrounded with your angels, with righteousness. Thank you, Lord, that they are made clean before you because of your mercy. Thank you that they can just receive today. Thank you for every physical need that is met, every body that is sick to be healed even now. Let pains even leave their bodies now as they listen to this. Go in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for every stress and anxiety to leave every body right now. Thank you, Lord. Peace over their bodies. Jesus' name. They are a holy dwelling of the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Jesus' name. Amen. Bless you guys. Thank you for listening. Thank you, everyone praying with. And always for your feedback. We bless you. We appreciate any financial contribution, every prayer to bless people out there and just get them to know the heart of the Lord and his word. So bless you guys. Have a great week. Until next time.